Forgive me for sounding like this right now. This is a 49-year-old otaku. And I, you ever had been so emotional reading a story that you actually start to cry and you feel for the characters? Well, that's what's happening right now. I wrote a story. Called Harry Potter and the Only Male Witch in a Generation. I wrote it 2 years ago. No, sorry, 4 years ago. Yeah, 4 years ago. Well, damn near 4 years ago, I think. I gotta, hold on. 3 years ago, sorry. 3 years ago. Basically, it's an alternate reality of Harry. And there was, during the time, I'm not going to say it was a challenge, but it was a story type going around, where the main character ends up being the only male in his universe. The only male with powers or in his universe. He's like the only male with powers in his universe that is in a universe dominated by women, or a world dominated by women. And I did Harry Potter. And I started when on Halloween. I think Halloween 81. I think it's Halloween 81. No, sorry. Halloween 2001, because I made him at least. I made it like that. So at least 10 years younger than he is now. 10, 20 years younger, 30 years younger than he is now, sorry. So I gotta calm down if I'm gonna explain what's going on. So Harry gets, of course, after everything Voldemort had attacked, Harry kills Voldemort. He's basically crying, he is screaming his head off. And his magic just says, you know what, don't worry, kid, we'll get you somewhere safe. We'll get you somewhere safe and somewhere loved. So his magic just comes up, takes him to another universe. He's in Godric's Hollow. Well, one of the Potter elves finds him and takes him home. So he's in the same crib as his female counterpart, which he is basically. She becomes his twin sister.
Anthony claimed Gretchen wasn't missing, but that she was receiving medical attention at a CDC facility.
So so she tells Lily that there was another baby. She had found a baby. Dinky did. So Dinky is like, Dinky tells her, Lily is like, okay, show me. She goes to the nursery, sees Harry. Harry is like crying, and she grabs Harry and rocks with him in her arms so that he can calm down and sleep. So he calms down, goes to sleep. The next morning, he wakes up and he's like scared. He's He's like terrified and scared. He doesn't know where he is. They're like, calm down. Don't worry. You know, his sister's like, you know, Harry is like, calm down. Then she comes in. He's happy. He sees her. And calls out to her. She hugs him and all and has Dinky watch over him. You know, during the time he doesn't want his sister to be jealous because she's hugging on him, hugging him and loving him and all.
Excuse me, there is a message for
you. So he's like, so she tells Dinky to watch the kids, and so Dinky watches the kids while she calls Siri, who is a female Sirius, Rhea, who is a female Remus, and Amelia, the head of the DMLE. The thing of it is, I know I'm 49 years old. I'm almost 50, excuse my language, fucking years old. And I'm too old to be crying, to be sobbing over a story. Sad part of it is, it's the story. I wrote this story. But I lost, I think in my teens, my 20s, I lost my father. In my 30s, I lost my mother. Oh my goodness. I've basically lost the three most important people in my life. I'm not saying that they were the only ones that gave a fuck about me, but they were the most important people in my life. And here's the worst part. People love the story. They want me to continue it. It's only three chapters long, and they want me to continue it. And the worst part of it is, I want to continue it, but I have to deaden my emotions to continue this story, so I don't just break out like I am. The terms of Anthony's sentence were determined at the time of the plea agreement. Sorry for the long pauses. I'm trying to calm down. But all said and done, I am going to continue the story. And I guess I will have to deaden my emotions for a bit to write this story. So once it comes back on, I hope you enjoy it. It's on fanfiction.net. I might also bring it to Wattpad. And if you get emotional and cry over the story, I apologize. And I hope you enjoy it. This is the 49-year-old otaku. Put my emotions and heart on my sleeve. And I'll see you at the conventions.